During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
John had never thought of himself as someone who attracted strange things. He lived in a small country town in Queensland, far enough from Brisbane that nights were genuinely dark and silence wasn't broken, unless something had reason to break it. It was the kind of place where people noticed unfamiliar cars and where routines mattered. Nothing about his life felt unusual. If anything, it was predictable, and that predictability made the things he couldn't explain stand out even more sharply. Cars had always been part of his life. His family was deeply car-oriented. His father collected vintage vehicles, as did several of his uncles on both sides. Family conversations often revolved around engines, restoration projects, and long-gone models remembered with more affection than some relatives. Garages weren't just storage spaces. They were shrines to memory and patience. John grew up learning how machines behaved. He knew what a starter sounded like when it was failing, how wiring aged, how doors could swing if parked on a slope or caught by wind. By the time he owned two vintage cars of his own, he was confident he understood their quirks. That confidence was why the first incident bothered him as much as it did. One night, his mother returned home late from a photography job and asked John to grab her camera from the car. It was a simple errand. He went downstairs, opened the boot, retrieved the camera, and turned back toward the house. That was when he heard a sound that didn't belong. It wasn't loud or sudden, just a sharp, mechanical click, the kind you notice precisely because it's familiar. John looked up in time to see the driver's door of his father's 1954 Ford mainline easing open. It didn't jerk or swing wildly. It moved slowly, deliberately, as if someone had just finished opening it. There was no wind, no one nearby. John didn't stand there trying to reason it out. He didn't touch the door or check the latch. He took the camera and went back inside, unsettled not because of what he saw, but because of how ordinary the movement had looked. Later, when he mentioned it casually, no one reacted strongly. Old cars did strange things. Hinges loosened, locks failed. That explanation should have been enough. It wasn't. His father, when pressed, eventually shared a story of his own. Years earlier, in the late 1980s, he'd owned a Holden Monaro. Not long after buying it, he noticed a smell inside the cabin that never quite went away. It wasn't fuel, oil, or damp upholstery. It was organic, unpleasant, and persistent. No amount of cleaning seemed to remove it. This was a car kept locked in a garage in one of Brisbane's rougher suburbs. No one else had access to it. There were no signs of tampering. At the time, he chalked it up to bad wiring and eventually sold the car. But even telling the story years later, he sounded unconvinced by his own explanation. John began noticing things with his own car not long after. His XB Falcon Ute was old, temperamental, and full of personality. That much he expected. What he didn't expect were the moments when the radio would click on briefly by itself or the headlights would flicker despite the switch being off. Once or twice, the starter engaged for half a second and stopped like an aborted attempt to turn over. He checked the wiring. He replaced components. Nothing obvious was wrong. He joked about it, eventually nicknaming the Ute Christine, more to diffuse the unease than because he believed anything was truly wrong. Still, he found himself listening more carefully when he parked it at night. The most unsettling experiences didn't involve garages at all. They happened on the road. Because of his younger brother's ongoing health problems, the family made frequent trips into Brisbane for hospital visits. They usually drove home late at night, following the same stretch of highway that cut through bushland and low hills before opening back into familiar territory. There was a particular section of road locals treated with caution, a crest where visibility dropped, a bend that hid oncoming traffic just long enough to feel risky. One night, less than 2 minutes from home, John and his mother noticed taillights ahead of them. The car maintained speed for a moment, then drifted slightly to the right and disappeared where the road dipped. They slowed instinctively, expecting brake lights, debris, or the sound of impact. There was no crash, no dust, no movement. Later, the GPS updated and showed a street branching off that section of highway. John recognized the name. The road still existed on maps, but it no longer connected properly. Years of erosion had lowered the highway through the hill, leaving an embankment that made turning impossible. A flood decades earlier had washed out the only back access. There was nowhere for a car to go. John dismissed it as perspective, fatigue, distance, until a similar thing happened again. Another night, driving the same stretch with his father and younger brother, they saw what looked like a police stop ahead. Two vehicles stood pulled over, a large white Falcon sedan behind a blue Valiant coupe. Two shadowy figures appeared to be standing between them. The scene looked real enough that his father slowed the car, craning forward to get a better look. Then a truck thundered past in the opposite direction, headlights filling the windscreen. When it passed, the road was empty. Friends later mentioned hearing crashes along that same stretch with nothing to find afterward. Some claimed they'd seen lone police cars pulled over without officers. Locals spoke vaguely about a fatal accident in the late 70s, but no one could agree on details. John tried not to dwell on the road. The house was harder to ignore. They lived in an old Queenslander raised off the ground, full of echoes and movement that came with age. The previous occupant, a man named Bill, had lived there for years. At night, heavy footsteps crossed the floorboard, steady and unhurried. Electrical appliances turned on without explanation, especially his father's old cabinet radio, which always tuned itself to the same station. Sometimes the smell of pipe tobacco drifted through the hallway, faint but unmistakable. Once his mother set a bottle of mayonnaise on the kitchen table while unpacking groceries. When she turned back, it was gone. Everyone denied touching it. Months later, she found it under her bed. Cool to the touch, despite the summer heat, objects vanished from beneath the house and reappeared upstairs. Car parts ended up in kitchen drawers. Shadows moved on the other side of the French doors in his sister's room. One night, John noticed the air between the kitchen and dining room looked wrong. Thicker somehow, as if light bent strangely through it. The moment passed quickly, leaving him unsure of what he'd seen. He didn't tell these stories to scare people. He told them because, taken alone, each one could be dismissed. Taken together, they formed a pattern he couldn't ignore. As John got older, the strange moments became less startling and more tiring. That was the part he never knew how to explain to people. Nothing dramatic happened every day. There were no constant bangs, no apparitions standing at the foot of the bed. Instead, there were long stretches of nothing at all, punctuated by moments that quietly unsettled him and then refused to leave his thoughts. The house never felt hostile. That almost made it worse. At night, the footsteps continued. They weren't rushed or aggressive. If anything, they sounded routine, like someone following the same path they always had. John learned the patterns without meaning to. He knew which boards creaked near the hallway, which step announced itself just before the kitchen, which pause meant whoever or whatever it was had stopped near the door. When friends stayed over, the house behaved. That became a pattern, too. Sleepovers were loud and messy, full of video games and music, and nothing unusual ever happened while other people were awake. But once everyone settled down, once the house quieted, John would lie awake, listening, waiting to see if the familiar sounds would return. And sometimes they didn't. Sometimes they did. Once, during a late-night study session, his sister froze mid-sentence and asked if someone had just walked past her door. John told her it was probably the house settling. He believed that explanation as much as he could. At school, he learned quickly not to talk about it. Both his primary school and later his high school carried their own reputations. People whispered stories about accidents and deaths tied to the grounds. A boy shot by his father years earlier. A mechanic crushed beneath a ute when a jack failed. Teachers heard voices when the buildings were empty. Students claimed to see figures crossing courtyards at night. Most of it sounded like the kind of folklore every old school accumulated. Still, there were moments John couldn't dismiss so easily. During evening events, he saw movement at the edge of his vision where no one should have been. Teachers complained about equipment being moved overnight, only to reappear in odd places days later. Once, while helping set up for a school social, John swore he heard laughter echo down a hallway that hadn't been used in years. When he mentioned it quietly to a friend, the response was immediate and dismissive. At home, the strange details continued piling up in small ways. Things disappeared under the house and returned upstairs weeks later. Electrical devices turned themselves on and off, especially the old radio cabinet, which always found the same station no matter where it had been left. The smell of tobacco drifted through the house occasionally, never strong enough to choke the air, but always unmistakable. His parents noticed it too. No one ever said much about it. They didn't want to encourage something by acknowledging it. That was another unspoken rule John absorbed over time. Don't give it attention. The road, however, didn't give him that option. Driving that stretch of highway never felt normal again. During the day, it looked harmless, just a long curve, a crest, some bushland. But at night, John found himself gripping the steering wheel tighter, scanning the distance ahead. Once driving alone, he swore he saw headlights crest the hill, only to vanish before they reached him. Another time, he heard what sounded like metal scraping far off in the darkness, though there was no sign of an accident. He began slowing instinctively at that point on the road, even when traffic was light. His father did the same without comment. They never discussed it directly. Over time, John noticed something else, the way these experiences shaped how he moved through the world. He double-checked locks. He listened more closely than most people. He felt unsettled by silence in a way he couldn't quite justify. When something vanished, he waited for it to come back instead of panicking. When electrical devices misbehaved, he unplugged them and moved on. Friends teased him for being cautious. Family members shrugged and called the house quirky. John never argued, as the hardest part was the uncertainty. Nothing ever crossed a clear line. Nothing demanded belief or offered proof. Each incident lived just close enough to explanation to stay plausible, but just far enough away to leave a residue of doubt. Sometimes lying awake at night, John wondered if the problem wasn't the house, the cars, or the road, but perception itself. Maybe growing up around stories and old objects had trained his mind to fill gaps with meaning. Maybe he was seeing patterns where none existed. Then the radio would click on by itself, or the smell of tobacco would drift through an empty hallway. Or he'd drive past that stretch of road and feel the weight of something remembered rather than seen. He didn't feel hunted, he felt observed. And that feeling followed him quietly, without urgency, without explanation, into adulthood. John doesn't live in that house anymore. Time moved on the way it always does. People aged. Circumstances changed. The cars were sold or stored. The road was resurfaced. The schools renovated. Life continued with the quiet insistence that nothing out of the ordinary had ever happened at all. That, more than anything else, is what unsettled him. Distance didn't bring clarity, it brought reinterpretation. Years later, John found himself replaying moments that once felt insignificant. The way the Ford's door had opened so smoothly. The radio tuning itself with patient precision. The mayonnaise bottle reappearing cold, as if time had paused around it. None of those things were frightening on their own. They were simply wrong in subtle ways. Friends still asked why he slowed down on that particular stretch of road. He never had a good answer. He could say it was habit. He could say it was caution. He could even joke about ghosts and phantom cars. Most people accepted the humor and moved on. Very few pushed for details, and John was grateful for that. He didn't want to convince anyone. He only wanted to explain why he still noticed things others didn't. Sometimes, when visiting family, he'd stand alone in a quiet room and wait. Not for something to happen, but to see if the familiar sense of presence would return. It rarely did. And when it didn't, he wasn't sure whether to feel relieved or disappointed. The house had never felt threatening. It had felt inhabited. That distinction mattered to him even now. As for the cars, he still worked on them when he could. Old vehicles demanded patience, respect, and attention to detail. It responded poorly to neglect. John liked that about them. Machines made sense. They followed rules, even when they failed. And yet every now and then he caught himself listening for sounds that shouldn't be there. A click, a hum. A moment of motion where nothing should have moved. He no longer rushed to explain those moments away, nor did he assign them meaning. He let them exist as they were. Unresolved, unclaimed. The road still lingered in his thoughts more than he liked. He'd driven it countless times since, in daylight and darkness, with company and alone. Nothing else ever appeared. No lights, no figures, no sounds. Just a quiet stretch of highway that behaved exactly as it should, and still he slowed. Not because he expected to see something, but because part of him remembered that sometimes things didn't behave the way they were supposed to. John doesn't believe he was haunted. He doesn't believe the house belonged to anyone who meant harm. He doesn't believe the cars were possessed or the road cursed. What he believes is harder to explain. Some places hold on to impressions, some objects carry memory, and some people, whether by chance or temperament, notice when those things shift. He doesn't tell these stories to warn anyone. He tells them because they happen, and because even now, long after the last unexplained sound faded, he still finds himself listening, just in case the world decides quietly, to remind him that not everything we live with is fully understood.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.